This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. New Mexico health officials announced today that as COVID-19 cases continue to spike, New Mexico has an unprecedented waiting list for ICU beds and that the state is on the brink of having to ration care. Acting New Mexico Health Secretary Dr. David Scrace says that with hospitals full, the state is likely to reach crisis standards of care within the next week.
We're going to have to choose who gets care, who doesn't get care, and we do not want to get to that point.
Scrace says there is a 50-person waiting list for ICU beds across the state.
These are just the kind of people you imagine who need an ICU bed, and they need it now, and we don't have that capacity.
He says the state is moving patients to where there are beds, but most ICUs have no capacity, with a few having only 3 to 5 beds available.
It's going to be very uncomfortable next 2 weeks for folks needing hospital care in New Mexico.
Scrace pointed to staffing shortages as part of why the state's hospitals have reached capacity quicker than in December, when crisis standards of care were last activated and the state came close to rationing care. The secretary also says the hospitals are seeing sicker patients than last year, which may be a result of delaying care during the pandemic. An environmental activist has been sworn in to fill a New Mexico House vacancy created by former Representative Cheryl Williams Stapleton's resignation over a corruption investigation. The Bernalillo County Commission yesterday appointed Kay Bunkua to fill the District 19 seat. Bunkua was among 10 applicants considered by the commission and is currently the New Mexico Deputy State Director for the Wilderness Society. She also recently served as the Executive Director of the New Mexico Asian Family Center. Bunkua is believed to be the first Asian American woman to serve in the New Mexico legislature. William Stapleton resigned last month amid criminal investigation into her ties to a private contractor for the Albuquerque Public Schools where she worked. William Stapleton has denied allegations of possible corruption. This is KUNM.